Basically, you. Good morning, Mr. Chairman. We'll get back to our regularly scheduled program. The Minigan Kai show is that at the end of the Haggadah, after the, we come to the Hallel, before the Hallel, so we pour an extra place, an extra cup of wine that's not from the Seder of the Dalet Pesis, not from just one cup for everybody. And we call it the Kai Shel Eliyahu. We tell the children Eliyahu and Navi come to drink some of the Kai. So it's an interesting minute. It doesn't really have an early mother. In the Chazal, there's no mention of such a kais, and in Rishayim, there's no mention of such a kais. The earliest source that I know of is the Chaykankiv and the Shulchan Aruch bring such a minhag that to pour a kais, Shalom can say, you know, Shalom may say the Ramis, Shalom may say the other kaises. And we call it kais Shel Eliyahu. Shulchan Aruch also brings the minhag. They don't say anything about Eliyahu, no, they bring from the kais. That's I don't know any mark before, but Akhubanim, that's the earliest source for the. For this minute. So Chai, what is this exactly? In Taimim and Hogim, he brings in the name in Masar from the Goyin, that the Goyin said that it's connected to the Kais Chamishi that we find in Rishayim, a concept of a Kais Chamishi. That this Kais Eliyahu has a connection to that Kais Chamishi. So that, I guess, is the starting point. Trying to figure out what's going on is to go through the meaning of this of the Kais Chamishi. So let's start from there. So the Mishnah says in Pesachim in Kufizayim and Beis, Kumazgaloi Kais Revi, pour the fourth cup of wine. Va'imer Olav Halel Ubiches Hashir. And on the fourth Kais we say Halel. After Halel is a broche. After the Halel is called Ubiches Hashir. The Gemara's Machlokes is what is Ubiches Hashir. It's a Yahal Luka, which is the broche that we say after Halel the whole year round. That's one shot. Or Birchas Hashir. Another shot is that it's Nishmas with Yishtabach, which we say with Nerli after Pesukei Dezimra. So Machlekes Nagmar is Birchas Hashir Yaluchu, or is Birchas Hashir Nishmas with Yishtabach. The Rama Paskins Yaluchu. So the Rama Sagari, you just say you have Halal with the Yaluchu. There's no Nishmas. And Rashi brings that the Aminig is to say both, to say Yaluchu and Nishmas. And Taisa says that we say both. But Rashbam says we say both. Rashbam holds we say both separately. We say the brach of Yaluka, and we're chaysim, and then we say the brach of Nishmas, and we're chaysim. And Taisus holds that we say we combine it into one brach, not chaysim separately for each brach. We say Yaluka together with Nishmas, and we have one chasim for everything. Which one we say first is a shaila. And Taisus said we say Yaluka first and then Nishmas. The Beis Yosef brings a minute to do the other way around, to say Nishmas, Yishtabach, and then to say Yahaluka. Different Minhagim and Klai Yisrael, which one to say first. But the idea, either way, we're basically learning like places, like the Rosh, is that we combine Yahaluka and Nishmas into one bracha with one chasima. So that's as far as the Mishnah. So as far as the Mishnah knows, we have just one Kais Shavi, on which we say Halal. Halal means the regular Halal. The Yishtabach called Halal Mitzri, the Halal that we're familiar with. Followed by a bracha followed by a bracha la'achav, either called Birchas Hashir, which is either Yalucha or Nishmas, and Aminug is to combine Yalucha and Nishmas into one single bracha. Then, the Gemara says, well, we have the Girsan in the Gemara, that the Gemara brings a Braisa, Rav Tarfon said, Revius, Oimer Olav is a Halal. Oimer Olav is a Halal. The Halal Agodol, something like that. Papa could be a test. Pan Rabban, Revi Goymer Olav is a Halal, the Oymer Halal Agodol did the Rav Tarfon. So Tarfon is the Chadish that besides the regular Halal that we say on the Kaiser V, we also say on the Kaiser V, Halal Agodol. Halal Agodol means the capital and Tehillim of Hoydlash and Kitay Kilim Chazdoy. And the Lugazi Yamsif Lugzorim Kilolim Chazdei, Eidol Kalashimayim Kilolim Chazdei, that Kapitol Tilim, that's called Halal HaGodol. And Rav Tarfon is Mechadish, that that's also said on Kais Revi. And that's the minute that we have, is that we say, we follow Rav Tarfon's addendum, And besides the regular hallel, we also say this hallel hagodol. But what the way we do it is that we combine it into the bracha of into Birkas Hashir. We make it part of Birkas Hashir. So we say Yehaluka, which is the beginning of the bracha, then we say hallel hagodol, and hallel hagodol merges into Nishmas and Yishtabach, because that's the matbeah. I spoke on a different occasion, not for the Shir today. I spoke on a different occasion with the matbeah of Birkas Hashir, the matbeah of Nishmas, is that it's said after Psukim of Shvach, like we have Psukim de Zimra, followed by Nishmas and Shabbos. So the matbeah of Nishmas is that it's said in conjunction with brachos of with Psukim rather of Shema Pleri Bani Shalom. So we take this hallel hagodol and we wrap it into Birchas Hashir. So we have really one long bracha that starts Yehaluka, and we're not chosim, because we're continuing with the bracha, and then we say Hal HaGadol, these psukim, of Shevach the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, and then we wrap it up with Nishmas, and Yishtabach, and then we're chosim, and that chasim goes on the whole thing. That's the minute that we have based on our gears in the Gemara. By the way, it's just the Harul Maisa, people very often make a mistake, that sometimes they talk in the middle of between Yehalucha and or some say Yehalucha then, whatever it is, but in the middle of this Hal HaGadol Nishmas with Yehalucha, people talk, they don't realize that it's all one long bracha from the end of Hal. Hal itself, it's also not right to talk, but it's also not right to talk during Hal. But besides that, I think this is even more chomer, from the beginning of Yehalucha through Hal HaGadol, through Nishmas Yishtabach, it's all one long bracha. It's certainly not the right to interrupt with talking. That's an aside. That's the gears that we have in the Gemara, and that's the minhag that we have as a result. There is another gears in Rishonim. The Rif is gears in the Gemara that the Parfen said Revius Goymerol of Esahalal Chamishi Goymerol of Halal Hagodol. Revius to say the regular Halal. Goymer Olav is Halal, the regular Halal. And Chamishi, Oymer Olav, Halal HaGadol. So in the Rif's Girsa, this is Rav Tarfon's Mechadish, there's a new Kais. There's a Kais Chamishi, which is reserved for this Halal HaGadol. And that's the Shittas Rambam as well. The Rambam writes, V'yeshli looms like Kais Chamishi, V'Oymer Olav Halal HaGadol. The Rambam follows the Girsa of the Rif. The guy also has such a Girsa. The Rambam follows the Girsa of the Rif, and he has this idea as well, that there's a fifth kais, the fourth kais is for the regular Halal HaMitzri, and then the fifth kais is for Halal HaGadol. Ask the Baal Amor, if we're going to be gurus that there's a fifth kais, if Tarfon is Mechadish, that there's a fifth kais, then if Tarfon, says the Baal Amor, is Avada Nat LaHalacha. Because the Mishnah says there's only four kaises. The Mishnah says, the beginning of the first of the Mishnah, only at least four kaises. The Mishnah, the beginning of Reb Sochem says, "V'lo yifch soloi mi'arba kaisis v'afilu min atampli." That afilu an oni b'Yisrael is chayiv in dalit kaisis, and if we give him in atampli, we give him from stoka, we give him dalit kaisis. It doesn't say we give him five kaisis. The Mishnah doesn't mention the fifth kais. So if you want to learn the Reb Tarfon, if you want to be goyers in the Gemara, the Reb Tarfon has a fifth kais. You're going to have to say the Reb Tarfon is chayilik on the chacham. And if Reb Tarfon is chayilik on the chacham, then the halacha about it would be like the chacham and not like Reb Tarfon. So if it says the Baal Amor, if you already want to be goyis, that if Tarfon is mechadish in fifth kais, you can't accept that lahalocha. That's the Baal Amor's kasha on the gears of the Rif. Answers the Ramban. That this fifth kais that Rav Tarfon is talking about is not a chiyuv, but a rishus. It's not obligatory. The fifth kais is for somebody who's thirsty and wants to drink a fifth kais. No, ordinarily, says the Ramban, ordinarily you're not allowed to drink a kais. After you finish the dalit kais, you're not allowed to drink anymore. Says Reb Tarfon, but if you want to have another kais, there's an eitzah. If you say halal hagadol, then that's matir that you could drink a fifth. That's matir that you could drink a fifth kais. And that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah, because it's not a chiv. So lo yivchusulim dalit kais to an ani, we only give dalit kais because who says that he has to be thirsty to have a fifth kais? But if a person wants to drink a fifth kais, which ordinarily not allowed to drink, not allowed to do to have another kais after the dalit kaises, so then there's a matir that you could say on it halal hagadol, and you're allowed to have a fifth kais. This sheet is also mentioned in Tosfos. Tosfos brings this sheet in the name of Rav Yosef Toyd Elam. Tosfos Yom Kufi Zayin. Means Rav Yosef Toyd Elam in his siddur. He had a siddur, and in his siddur it said piyut. That if he's very, he needs to drink a fifth kois, he has, seems to feel a compulsion to drink a fifth kois, so he should be mishtanis, means he should be mizdaris to say halal hagadol. If you want to drink a fifth kois, then you should say halal hagadol, and that's matir to drink a fifth kois. In fact, Taisus asked in this sheet of Agosif Taifelim, which is the sheet of the Ramban, presumably of the Rif. He asked Taisus, why do you need a matter to drink the fifth kais? What iser is there to drink the fifth kais? Taisus explains. The Mishnah says that when a Taisus halolo imrotzu lishtais yishtais, and shlishi l'rivi lo yishtais. Between the other kaises, you're allowed to drink more. You're allowed to have more between the other kaises. Between the third and the fourth kais, you're not allowed to drink. Says the, what's the difference? So the Yerushalmi says, Taisus brings the Yerushalmi says, because Yayin Shebe'em Sal HaMozen is not Meshaker, but Yayin Shebe'em Achar HaMozen is Meshaker. So between the second and third kais, that's Betech HaMozen, that's in the middle of the meal, so you can drink more, you're not going to get, you're not going to Shikazah. But between the third and the fourth kais, that's after the meal is over, that's L'Achar HaMozen, so if you can drink extra kaises, you might get Shikar. What's going to be if you get Shikar? Presumably you're not going to be able to finish the Seder properly, you won't be able to say Halal properly. So that's why you're not allowed to drink. You're allowed to drink between the second and the third, because that's not Meshaker. In the third and the fourth kais, you're not allowed to drink, because that already, Zayin Shalachar HaMozen is Meshaker. Mishonim is a Machlekes, what about between the first and the second? That's Zayin Shalifnei HaMozen. Some Mishonim hold Zayin Shalifnei HaMozen, Rashi learns, some Mishonim learn is also not Meshaker. You're also allowed to drink. That's the Pashtus in the Mishnah. When a kais is Halolo, all the other kaises you're allowed to drink. And some Mishonim say that between the first and second kais, you also shouldn't drink, because that's also Meshaker. Zayin Shalifnei HaMozen is also Meshaker. Kach oy kach. But the whole reason why you're not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth kais, says the Yishami, because you might get drunk, and if you get drunk, you won't be able to say halal. But if you already finished the fourth kais, she already said halal. So what do we care if you get drunk? Get drunk isn't take. What are you going to miss? Chagadia. What's the hakapod over here? That why should there be any, says Taisus, why should there be any objection to drinking another kais after the four kais? Drink isn't take. Then we'll roll you into bed and finish. So the Rosh sort of maybe addresses this. The Rosh says we want him to be Masabri B'tzis Masayim Kol HaLaylo, like the Chacham in Bnei Brak. So maybe he's in you not to get drunk even after the fourth crisis, four crisis. Even then, so if there's a danger he's going to get drunk, so what does it help to say Halal HaGol? So we don't want him to drink a fifth crisis because we're afraid that Yayin Shalach HaMozen is Meshaker. So what do we say? Okay, but if you say Halal HaGol, it's okay. What do you gain? We want you to be up the whole night, it's not going to keep you sober to say Halal HaGol. It's not so clear. The Rabban addresses this question. The Rabban explains that there's takan issa to drink after the four kaisis. Ordinarily speaking, there's an issa to drink afterwards, but it's a different issa. It's not the issa of ben shlishi l'rivi. It's a new issa to drink after the dalet kaisis, because after the dalet kaisis, the seder is over. And if you're going to sit down and have another kais, it looks like you're starting another seder. If you start another seder, it means it looks like you're going to have another carbon pesach, and you're not allowed to be nimdal ashtei psachim. So that's why you can't have another kais. It shouldn't look like you're going to have another carbon pesach. So new iser, lo shemadam yel. So new iser, you're not allowed to have another kais. You're not allowed to have another. But between the kaises, it's still the middle of the seder, so you're allowed to have more kaises, as long as it's not meshaka. But after the four kaises are over, so now you're going to have another kais. It looks like you're a glutton for a storm. You're sitting down to have another seder, so with another carbon pesach. That already is no good. So that's why, ordinarily speaking, you're not allowed to have any more kaises after the fourth kais, unless you say on an halal hagadol. So if you say on halal hagadol, then it's okay.
Who's going to think it's the second seder?
Well, there's a sheet in Tanoim that I don't know what their man passing is about chatzos. I don't remember what their man passing is about chatzos. Who says it's after chatzos? Maybe it's not after chatzos. Maybe it's only 9 o'clock. So first of all, it sounds like a strange chash. What does another kais have to do with carbon pesach? Because I'm going to drink another kais. People are going to think I'm having another carbon pesach. So altogether, it's a very strange chash. But okay, let's accept the Rabban says there's such a chash. We'll see later on, maybe it's a little more havonah. But let's say there's such a chash. Can't be meisif al kais. It shouldn't look like you're starting another seder. So what do we say? So what's the eitzah? You can say halal gadol. If you say halal gadol, then this takes off that problem. How does it take off the problem? Pashup shach. And if you say halal gadol, then you're just adding another chapter to the seder before. So it doesn't look like you're starting a new seder, just like you're adding more to the existing seder. It's not you said halal mitzri, now you're saying halal gadol. So So the Seder is not over. So you could add another. Add another kais. The Seder is not over till the fat lady sings. So you have another kais. The Seder is not over yet. But it's very strange. The Ramban goes on and says, after he says this, he says the Ramban, it could be that once we're machmir, once that we're hechmarnu olov, that he has to say halal gadol in order to drink the fifth kais. So after that already, he could drink more kaises later too. That once he says halal gadol that we're machmir olov, I think as loshen harachnu olov asaderech, but he has to say halal gadol. So now already, he's not sure about this, not machlit, but he entertains that it's quite possible that now already he's allowed to drink more kaises also, even after halal gadol is done. So I don't understand. You hold this a problem in drinking more kaises, because it looks like you're having another seder. So maybe the fifth kais, so you say halal gadol. So you incorporated that into the seder number one. But how does that take off the issur to add more kaises? You can have a fifth kais with halal gadol. Now you can have another kais. So people are going to say again that he's sitting down to have another seder. How, somehow, the Ramban says, once we make him say halal gadol, then that takes off the issur of drinking additional kaises. Somehow it takes off the chash that he's sitting down to another seder, to another Korban Pesach. And now we can go forward and he can drink more. Why am I? What's the pshat in that? So that's one problem of it. How to understand this, Rabbi? Akaponim, we see that the shita of the Ramban, Yosef Tarelim and Tosfos, is that this fifth kais is a reshus for people who want to drink. This fifth kais with halal gadol, this whole halal gadol is a reshus for people who want to drink a fifth kais, which ordinarily not allowed to do. So halal gadol is a matter that you're able to drink a fifth kais. But the fifth kais is not obligatory, as the Mishnah says, Lo yifchus lemi dalet kaises. We only give him only dalet kaises, we don't give him five. The Rambam has a slightly different shita. The Rambam writes, V'yesh lo limzoig kais chamishi v'aymer olav halal ha-gadol. So first of all, he says, V'yesh lo limzoig kais chamishi v'aymer olav halal ha-gadol. Sounds like it's not just the rishus, it's something that he ought to do. Then the Rambam says, V'kais zeh eino yichoyvo k'moy ha-dalet kaises. It's not a chiyuv, it's not a chayva on the same level with the other dalet kaises. So the Lashon Rabbim is very much mashma that it's not just a rishus. And a rishus, you don't say it's ain a chayva k'may dalet kaises. The Rabbim is mashma, it is a mitzvah, but it's not an absolute obligation on the level of the dalet kaises. The Ran, in the Chiddush Yeran over there, he quotes the Rambam and he says, pshat in the Rambam that it's a mitzvah min a mufra. Something that's recommended. Yeh lo limzog, it's recommended. It's recommended they drink kais chamishi v'ayim olav halal ha-gadol. It's not a chi of gomur like the other dalid kaises. That also needs a hasbar. Manushach, if it's something Chazal want you to do, then they should have incorporated into the dalid kaises and have five kaises, and it should be obligatory. And if it's not obligatory, so why is it a mitzvah? So what's this middle level over here? That it's a mitzvah and a mufka to have a fifth kais, but it doesn't rise to the level of being an obligation. That also is going to need a hasbar. Now, what about a person, let's say a person who's doing this, he's following the Rif, the Ramban, the Rambam, he has a fifth kais with halal ha-gadol. What happens exactly with the bracha at the end of halal? The bichas hashir, the halucha, or nishmas, whatever bracha it is. What's the story with the bracha? So this is addressed by the Tur has a whole discussion about the Tur in Siman Tav Pei Aleph, brings from Rav Hai Goyim. That he discussed the shayla. What's the status of the bracha of halal in such a case? Now, apparently, if he's not having a kais chamishi, then he's not saying halal gadol. They're going with this gears in the Gemara that if you only say halal gadol, if you have a kais chamishi, if you don't have a kais chamishi, then there is no halal gadol. So then the story is very straightforward. Then all you do is you say the regular halal followed by birchas hashir, which is either yaluch or nishmas. And Rav Hai Goyim seems to assume that it's yaluch. So if you're an ordinary, I don't know, if you're just a four kaises guy, then you just say the regular halal and you say yaluch and finished, end of story. But what if your guy wants to drink a fifth kais? So you're drinking this fifth kais, and you're Omer of halal ha-gadol. So when exactly do you say halalukah? After the fourth kais? After the fifth kais? Says Rav Hai Goyim, it's machlekes, says Rav Hai Goyim that Rav Sadia Goyim held, that in such a case you wait with your halalukah till after the fifth kais, till the end of the fifth kais, till after halal ha-gadol. The logic, of course, being, obviously, that you want the bracha of Yahalucha, which is the bracha after the halal, to go on both halals. So if I'm going to say the bracha of Yahalucha after the fourth kais, after halal mitzri, then I'm not going to have a bracha after halagol. I want the bracha b'aluchah to go on both halos. So therefore, in such a case, says Rav Saadia, going after the fourth kos, you don't make any bracha at all, and you wait till the fifth kos, you say halagol on the fifth kos, and at the end of halagol, then you say the bracha of b'aluchah. That makes a lot of sense. Then he continues and he says, "Aval achshu bo talmidim ve'omru." But later on, other talmidim, I guess it means talmid chacham, doesn't mean stop. Talmidim came, and they said that it's not right. Shall kois since al kol kois v'kois sorech bracha la'achav kemoy lefanav. Since every kois needs a bracha la'achav, just as the same way as it needs a bracha lefanav. So therefore, you should have a bracha after both halos. And therefore, the proper procedure is to say Ya'alucha after the first halal, and then to say the other Birchas Hashir, which is Nishmas V'Kishtabach, after the second halal, in such a way that both halals get a bracha. That comes from this is what the Talmidim said. So it's very not clear what do they want. What is this line that they're saying? What do the words even mean? But the Talmidim said that since after every kois needs a bracha la'achrav, just like it needs a bracha lefonov, so therefore both halals should have a bracha. The Shesif, the Bach, the Dakim Moshe, they grapple with Pasha the Taish, how to translate these words. So the Shesif is a very strange trap, but the Bach and the Dakim Moshe, they learn what it means as follows. Is it Machaikas Rishayim? First of all, is it Machaikas Rishayim? Does every case need its own Bari Piagophim? And we pass on like the roof that every case needs its own Bari Piagophim. There's another Machaikas Rishayim. Does every case need its own Allah Gophim, its own Baruch Lacher, its own Allah Gephim? So we're knowing not. We don't make an alagefen after Kiddush and an alagefen after Magid. We just wait that Birchas Hamazon covers the first three kaises, and then we make an alagefen for the fourth kais. But there is a sheet in Rishonim that every kais has to have its own alagefen. Says the Bach and the Dakim Moshe, but that's what these Talmidim are saying. That since every kais needs its own alagefen, so therefore you should say a bracha after the, you should say a bracha of Yahalucha, some kind of Birchas Hashir after both halos. I mean, Shmi Pesach Lassina. What does Alagefen have to do with the Aluchah? Because the fourth kais and the fifth kais each have to have their own Alagefen, so therefore the halal that they're said in conjunction with them should also, each halal should have its own Yahaluchah. It's very not clear what he wants, what that even should mean. The Bach is a strange thing. He says, you see, all the kaises are uniform, so they should be uniform in this way as well. I don't know what that even means. And the Dakim Moshe says, this is what we're going to try to elaborate on. The Dakim Moshe says that since every kais has its own alagefen, since he said alagefen on the fourth kais, so you were like mistalik from the fourth kais, so the yahalucha can't go back, the yahalucha after the fifth kais can't go back on the halal of the fourth kais. That also means it has, what does one thing have to do with the other? You have an alagefen on the kais because there's a hesachadas, whatever, we'll talk later exactly, because each kais needs its own alagefen. What does it have to do with the issue of, why is that connected to the yahalucha? What is one thing? Separate issues. Hard to see exactly why they connect one with the other. So that's another issue that I want to work at. Okay, so we have a whole set of issues here around this fifth case. First of all, the Ramban. I want to come get a handle on the Ramban. That the purpose of this fourth case is of Yahal HaGodl, with the fourth case. It's really, you don't need to drink the fifth case. Fifth case. We have the Shittas Ramban. That really, you don't have to say, you don't need a say halal hagadol, you don't need a fifth kais. If you're thirsty for a fifth kais, then ordinarily is an isser. You're not allowed to drink a fifth kais because it looks like you're sitting down to have another seder. So halal hagadol is a matter. You could have a fifth kais because that takes off the problem. It doesn't look like you're having another seder. It doesn't look like you're going to have another carbon pesach. So besides the fact that itself is a little bit strange, but what's particularly strange about the Ramban is that then he goes on and says, but once you do that, then you can drink more afterwards. Once you say halal hagadol with the fifth kais, then if you want afterwards, have a sixth kais, a seventh kais, an eighth kais. You could drink yourself under the table. We have no problem. Why? What happened? What were your merviach? So this fifth kais doesn't look like a new seder, but the sixth kais and the seventh kais, that looks like a new seder. So how are your merviach? Why is that not a problem? Ramban Doshan is came shechmanu olav. Since we were machmir, he says halal gadol, so already you could drink more. That's one problem. Then we want to understand the Rambam shita that the fifth kais is not a rishus. It's a mitzvah, but not a chayva. It's a mitzvah min a mufcha, where the Rambam explains it. But it's not a chiyuv damer. So what is that? And then also we want to understand the sheet that the Tur brings, that the Rav Haigoin brings from the Shem HaTalmidim, Ro HaTalmidim, who discuss what about the Bracha Yahalucha, whereas Rav Sadigoin says very logically that every halal should have its own Yahalucha, the Talmidim said, no, you can't do that because every kais has its own alagefen. Every kais has its own alagefen, so every halal kais has to have its own Birchas Hashir. What does that even mean? Okay, so let's start with something else. It's a shayla nishanim. The Mishnah says that they would bring the beginning of by Tibul Sheni, by Karpas, they would bring the kara. And on the kara, there was the matzah and the mor, the various things that we need. And then they would take the kara away. They used to have tinokas, they would bring the kara and they would take it away. Not so clear in the Mishnah, when did they bring the kara back? So that's machlokes Rishonim. The Rambam Shita is that they brought the kara back much later. So they had the kara by Karpas. They took the kara away, and then they brought the kara back by Rabbi Gamliel. Pesach Matzah Mor, because you have to say Pesach Zeh and Mor Zeh and Matzah Zu. So that's when they would bring the kara. The Tur, on the other hand, says that they would bring the kara at the beginning of the Haggadah, by Manishtan already, because you have to say the Haggadah over the matzah, because the Gemara says in Pesach Mutav Lamedvav that the Lechem Oini, we dash in Lechem Oini, Lechem She'oinim Olav Dvaram Harbin. So it means the Haggadah has to be said over the matzah. So therefore the Haggadah, the main thing in the Haggadah is Avodah Mayinu. Rabbi Wheel is also part of the Haggadah, but Avodah Mayinu is also part of the Haggadah. Maskel B'Gnus, Mosayim Shachar, Omi Odidobi, all of those are part of the Haggadah. So that's all part of the Dvaram Harbin that you have to say over the matzah. So if you have to bring the car back right away in order that the matzah should be on the table, B'Shas Amir is the Haggadah. That's one machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur. There's another machlekes between the Rambam and the Tur regarding the one. So we have one machlekes again that according to the Rambam, the Haggadah is not really set over the matzah. You need it later for Rabbi Gamliel for the show and tell, but the Haggadah per se does not have to be set over the matzah, despite the drosh and lechem ayin. And we first have to discuss what does Rambam do with lechem ayin. The sheet of the Tur is that you have to say the Haggadah over the matzah because of Lechem Ayin. There's another machlekes. You also have on the table, when you say the Haggadah, besides the matzah, you also have the wine, Kesheni. The Mishnah says, Moskula Kesheni, Mekana Ben Shol, Mamishtan Alay Lazeh. Mekana Ben Shol, in Das Bebet, of Melamdi, Mamishtan Alay Lazeh. So we pour the second cup of wine already by the Mamishtan also. Here's the Tur, why are we pouring the wine so early? We don't really need the wine till then, or maybe for Hal at the end, or for Bichas, or for the bracha Hashem Galanu, you want to say Allah Kais. So you don't need the wine for Avodah Mayinu. You don't need it for Manishtana. Says the Tur, Veishish Latinikus. You don't need to pour the wine now. You pour the wine now just to make it interesting for the children. Could be that's how he reads the Mishnah. Maybe he learns that Pshat in the Mishnah. Mozguloi Kais Sheni v'Kana Ben Shoyl. But the Sheila Seben includes the fact that why are you being Mozguloi Kais Sheni? On the other hand, the Rambam says in Perek Zayin that we say the Haggadah al kais sheni. The mashmash of the Rambam is that the Haggadah has to be said al kais. We'll see in a few minutes, the Ramban and the Machamas also says fairish, that the Haggadah is said al kais. It's part of the mitzvah kais sheni, is to say the Haggadah al kais. So we have here another machalikas between the Rambam and the Tur. According to the Rambam, the Haggadah said al kais. And according to the Tur, the Haggadah is not said al kais. Just kreishish latinaikis, but we're not really saying the Haggadah al kais. So the Pshutai, so we have a machlekes, a double machlekes. The Ram, the Tur holds, we're saying Haggadah over the matzah, giving the Torah to say, because of Lechem Ayin, you have to say Haggadah on the matzah. But not on the Yayin. The Yayin you don't need, just create Yishu Latinikus. And the Ram is just the other way around. The Ram holds you have to pour the Kais now in order to say the Haggadah on the Kais. But the matzah the Ram holds, you don't have to bring it till later. In the Pshutai, the two machlekes are totally zebazet. In other words, according to the Tur, the Haggadah is being said al Hamatzah. According to the Ram, it's being said al Yayin. Could be that that's a given, that it can't be said on both. Because the Mashal, the Beis Yosef brings from the Ogur, that whenever you pick up the wine, like the Hal at the end, we'll talk about it in a few minutes, the Hal at the end, you pick up the wine, says the Beis Yosef, you have to, it's one of Shulchan Aruch also, you have to cover the matzah. So Yira Pas Boshta. Why do you have to cover the matzah? Why can't it be on both? So the Pshutai, the Ogur is telling me that there's no such thing as both. If you're picking up the wine, then you're not saying on the matzah. If you're saying on the matzah, you're not saying on the yayin. It's tafta gesasu. So whenever you pick up the wine, you're excluding the matzah. You have to cover the matzah. So maybe the Tur who holds that you have to say that Haggadah on the matzah because of lechem ayin, so it can't be al yayin. So he holds an echrami. You really shouldn't have to be meizik the yayin now either. Just usually if you're not. And the Rambam who says that you're saying the Haggadah al yayin, well, if it's al yayin, then it's not al matzah. So the Rambam says you don't have to bring the car. The two things are totally zebuzet. And it comes out of the Ram and the Ramban that we're really saying the Haggadah not on the matzah, which according to the Ram isn't even on the table. We're saying the Haggadah on the Yayin. And maybe by rights, according to the Ramam and the Ramban, who also says that we're saying the Haggadah on the Yayin, maybe we should really hold the yayin for the whole Haggadah. And the interesting is, in Shibbol Aleka, the Taka says you should hold the yayin, should hold the kais for the whole Maggid. Which is a very big incentive not to have the children come home with all kinds of debate Torah, because you have to sit there holding the wine the whole time. But if that's the case, then we run into a problem. Because when we come to the end of Maggid, so we say, L'fichach anachnu chayavim l'hoidus l'hala, says the Torah, what do we do when we say L'fichach? We pick up the wine. We say, so there's the cover of the matzah. So in Torah, it's mashma, and the Shachar is the fairish. So when you pick up the wine to say L'fichach, why do you pick up the wine by L'fichach? Says the Torah, says in Medrash, in the name of Medrash Shaykhatay, because of Einayim Shira El Alayayim. So you're picking up the wine for Shira. What's the Shira? So the guy in Shachar says, Halal. L'fichach is the Hakdamah to Halal. So I'm picking up the reason why I pick up the kais by L'fichach is because I want to say Halal Alayayim. So it stands to reason that you should be saying that the it's not just you pick it up for the fichach, but once you pick up the yayin for the fichach, so you hold the yayin until the end of Bayer Pegovit. And Shulchan Aruch says that would be fair. That you pick up the yayin by the fichach and you hold it for the whole time and you cover the matzah. So it means that you're picking up the wine, you're covering the matzah, and you're saying the halal on the wine and not in the matzah. What is the problem? We passing like the Torah that we bring in the Kara at the beginning of the Haggadah. Why do we bring in the Kara at the beginning of the Haggadah? What did we say before? Lechem Oynish. Oynim Olo Torah Harbi. We want to say the Haggadah on Matz. Rashi says in that Talmud as well, in that Gemara, Oynim Olo Torah Harbi, says Rashi, what's Dvarim Harbi? Says Rashi, Haggadah Vahalo. That part of the din of Lechem Oynish is to say, I'm the Matzah, the Haggadah and the Halo. And the Chayes because the Hal at the end of Magid is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. We say the Magid goes, we say to the Hal that we say at the end of Magid goes to the Beseis Yisrael Mitzrayim. So the Yishami says, why do we say, it's Machalik B'Sham Yisrael. The Yishami says, you only have to say one Kippur. And B'Sil say, no, two, you have to say Beseis Yisrael Mitzrayim also. Why? Says the Yishami, because a maskal of the mitzvah, I'm like Marek, I'm like Gemar. You started the mitzvah, so you have to finish it. What mitzvah did you start? Not the mitzvah of Hal, you're not finishing Hal. You're going to finish Hal later. Adam means the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. The reason why we say that these two kapitel chavhal and kresheni, says the Yishami, is because we began the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim, and we want to finish it. And the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim includes the saying of the halal till but says Yisrael Mitzrayim, which is the part of the halal directly addresses Tzias Mitzrayim. So it's mefurish in Yishami that the part of halal we say at the end of the Maggid is part of the mitzvah of Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim. So the Chayrashi is 100% right. If there's a din of lechem only that you have to say the Sipri Tzias Mitzrayim on the matzah, so by rights, that should include not only the rest, not only Arami Oibet Obi and Avod the Meiru, but it should include the Halal as well. And that's how the Torah passes. The Torah passes that we bring the Kara at the beginning, and the Shulchan Aruch passes that we bring the Kara to the table, the Matzah to the table at the beginning, in order to make Kayim Lechem Oini. We don't hold up the wine the whole time. We say it on the Matzah. And yet, when it comes to Halal, says the Torah itself says, we pick up the Yayin, we hold it the whole time, and we cover. We cover the matzah. So we cover the matzah means we're not saying halal on matzah. Where did lechem ayini go? Ain't I mashir al yayin trumps lechem ayini? It's hard to imagine. Lechem ayini lechar is more than I said than I mashir al yayin. Akapon, what happened to the dinner of lechem ayini? The act is hagod of halal on the matzah. So it's interesting. There is a minug. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a minug, but it's not the Shulchan Aruch. The Aruch HaShulchan brings a minug. Some of the hagodas, it says it. That you pick up the wine for the fichuch and then you put it down and you uncover the matzah again to say halal. Then you cover it again and you pick up the wine and you say the bari piagofen, asher galonu and the bari piagofen. And the logic of that, this minhag has a shirish. The Hagoyis Maimon, he brings such a minhag. He doesn't like it. The Hagoyis Maimon says, no, you should keep the, you should hold the yayin up for the whole time. But he brings a minhag. He brings this minhag. He records it to such a minhag that you only hold the wine for the fichuch, but then you put it down in order to say, and the logic is, obviously, exactly this, because you need to say halal on the matzah, because that's the din of lechem ayin. But that's not the sheet of the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch holds that you have to pick up the wine for halal, because of Eloim Rishir Elayayin, and you have to hold it not only by the fichach, but all the way through the halal, with the matzah covered. So where did the din of lechem ayin go? By the way, parenthetically, if it's the din of Eloim Rishir Elayayin, that's where we hold the yayin by Kesheni, for the halal, I mean, for the halal at the end, the Shulchan Aruch says we hold up the yayin for the halal at the end. And even this other minute would only doesn't do it because we want to say it in the matzah. But basically, the idea is in Mashir al-Yayin, we hold the Yayin in order to say these last two kapitlach, these first two kapitlach of Halal at the end of Magid. So it would stand to reason that by the fourth kais, when we say the rest of Halal, we should also hold the kais the whole time. That was Taka Reb Chaim's minute. Reb Chaim's makbid to hold the kais by the Halal at the end of the Seder also. which makes the eminent sense. Why is it any different than the halal? If it also could put the chapal, you have to hold the kais. So you should hold the kais for the halal and al kais and the last kais as well. Very logical minute. Al kapon, that's the shayla. Where'd lechem oni go? I think the answer is the following. I think there's a mistake here. Let's start with something else. There's a discussion in Rishayim, in Balamor and Ramban. Are you allowed to drink wine in the middle of Maggid? So I told you before, some Rishayim hold this problem of Shichrus. Gayim Shichayim Asud is Meshakim. But the Balamor and the Ramban, they assume there's no problem of Shichrus. They read the Mishnah Kipshuta, that Ben HaKais is Halol and Rotsu Lishtais Yishteh, that except for between the third and the fourth kais, where there's some yayin shlachar suda, where there's a problem shichus, but otherwise, you're allowed to drink ben akaisis. And therefore, the Balamor says that if you're in the middle of Maggid and you're thirsty, you can have a drink of wine. Not a problem. Says the Ramban, it's not so. You're not allowed to drink in the middle of Maggid. It says ben akaisis halol and rotsu lishtais yishteh, that you're allowed to drink ben akaisis. Says the Ramban, that's ben akaisis. Between the kaisis. After Kais Rishon, before you began Kais Sheni, you're allowed to have another drink. So if after Kiddush, before Manish Tana, you're thirsty, you can have another Kais. But once you poured the second Kais, and you began, and the Lashon Rabban is Vehiskel b'mitzvosa, and you began with the mitzvah of the second Kais, namely to say the Agoda, Avod the Mayinu, and so on. So then anyway, that's not called Ben HaKaisis. Then you're in the middle of the second Kais. Once you're in the middle of the second Kais, you can't drink any other Kaisis. That's the Ramban. It's not in Kufi Zayin. It's earlier in the parak. So first of all, this is the Ramban that I was referring to before when I said the Ramban also holds like the Rambam that you're saying the Haggadah ala Kais, not like the Tur that you're not saying the Haggadah ala Kais. The Kais is only Shishletin like this. You see in the Tur that he holds like you see in this Ramban that he holds like whom? Like the Rambam. You're saying that God Allah Kais. He says you pour the second Kais. The Hiskel b'mitzvah. So the saying of the Maggid is the mitzvah of the second Kais. So that I understand. But I don't understand why is so fine. So let's say we'll posit. I'm saying the Haggadah on the Kais. And according to Shabila Leket, I have to hold the Kais because I'm saying that God Allah Kais. Why does that therefore entail that I can't have another Kais in the middle? What would be so terrible? I'm saying that God Allah Kais. I'm holding the Kais. I'm not going to drink it yet. I'm saying I got all the kais, and I have a long way to go until I can drink it, and I'm thirsty. So what's so terrible? I'll put the kais down. I'll go pour myself a cup of wine, and then I'll pick the kais back up, and I'll finish the maggid. So after all, fundamentally, ben kais is halal and mutzah lishtais yishteh. You're allowed to drink ben kais. So why? Just because I began with the mitzvah of this kais, all of a sudden I can't? It's not a din of hefsek and bracha. I'm allowed to talk. It's not a din of hefsek. So what's the problem with being? What's the problem over here with having another kais in the middle of this kais? Just because I began with the mitzvah of this kais, fine, I haven't. I began with the mitzvah of the kais sheni, but I'll put the kais sheni down and I'll have another drink. Somehow that's not possible. Once I began with mitzvah's kais sheni, so it's a given. The Rambam doesn't even explain why. It's not possible to have another kais. So why not? So maybe the kasha is not such a big kasha, but I think there's a bigger side that we can see from it. That even though the Ramban holds that the Haggadah is being said ala kais, so the Ramban is saying Haggadah ala kais, that does not mean, first of all, they have to hold the kais. Even though Shabbat Aleka does have this idea to hold the kais, but both the Ramban and the Ramban, nobody makes a mention, certainly I'm going to have to hold the kais. Nobody's going to hold the kais the whole time of Maggid. The Ramban also never says you hold the kais by Maggid. I don't think you have to, according to the Ramban. Because the idea of saying the Haggadah ala kais does not mean al kais sheni, or it's mitzvah kais sheni. I don't believe that means, certainly in the Ramban, that it means that I have to have the physical kais in my hand to say the Haggadah. What it means is rather, I'm going to say the Baruch and then I'll explain. It means that the Haggadah is said on the kfiyas of the second kais. Not on the physical kais, but on the kfiyas over the kais. What I mean is the following. By a bracha, l'mashal, we have a concept of the bracha ala kais. So by a bracha ala kais, there's takedin, you have to hold the kais. That's where all of this holding the kais comes from. Because the Gemara says that when you make a bracha ala kais, one of the things that you have to do is you have to hold it, you have to make be a tefach. There's halachas, you have to hold the kais when you make a bracha ala kais. So all this, by being magbir the kaisif, we have these various mahogim, is borrowed from the notion of bracha lakais. By bracha lakais, I understand that you have to be magbir the kaisif, you have to hold the kaisif. Because in a bracha, there is a concept in halacha, that a bracha is said on the thing that you're holding. When you make a birchas hanemen, for example, you have to hold the food, you have to hold the pri. Because the bracha is chal on the thing that's in your hand. Ad kedei kach, Tosis and brachas and that lamentez brings a Yerushalmi. Will be the following case. Yerushalmi says you have a bowl of turmusin, which is like beans or something. Let's say you have a bowl of M&M's, and you picked up one of the M&M's, and you made under the shahakal, and you have in mind, you're not going to have one M&M, you're planning to have a lot of M&M's. If you made a bracha on this is one, with the intent that you got to eat more afterwards. And then before you popped it in your mouth, it fell in the mud and it got ruined. It fell in the gutter. So you would say, what's the problem? Take another M&M. I mean, you had a mind to eat all of them. The bracha was on all the M&M's. So Yishayim says, no, you have to make a new bracha. So why? It's a shayla for passing the Yishayim. Suffer brachas local. We don't do this lemaisa. But Yishayim holds, some Yishayim say the Bavli doesn't have this thing. But in Yishayim, the point of it says, and Tosis brings it, that the bracha, what it says in the Yishayim is that the bracha is really chal on the pre that's in your hand. It's matter the other pairs too. Once you make a bracha on this pri, it's matter the other pairs they have in mind. But the bracha itself is chal on this pri, not on the other pairs. If that's it in the bracha, bracha is chal on the thing, it's biyodok. So by kaisel bracha, the bracha has to be chal on the kais, so you have to hold the kais biyodok, and then there's dinim because it's kaisel bracha. If not just not hold biyodok, you have to be magbia and so on. But there you have a concept of biyodok. The haggadah is not a bracha. The magad is not a bracha. There's no din that magid is chal on the thing that's biyodah. V'araya, the tour holds that you're saying magid on what? On the matzah. Lo shemayna because of lechem oini. Lo shemayna v'yodah. Nobody ever said you have to hold the matzah the whole time. Well, we're knowing like the tour. We didn't hold the matzah in our hands the whole magid. What happened to lechem oini? Shoyim olad v'arim harmi. The answer is no thing you have to hold it in your hand. It has to be on the table. And that satisfies lechem oini. Shoyim olad harmi. Because the idea is, For oinim, if it's not a bracha, you don't need the thing to be in hand. What you need is that you should say the haggadah at the time when you are being keveya to eat the lechem. Because lechem creates a kfias. When a person sits down to eat lechem, it creates a kfias. Lechem and yayin, they create a kfias when you sit down to eat them. Kfias means that there's a meal built around the lechem and the yayin. It has an achim nalacha. If you're eating an apple and I'm eating an apple, I mean, you haven't started yet, I haven't started yet. And I want to make a berry preates, and be mitzvah you. After all, we're both eating an apple. So halacha is I'm not allowed. Because in order for me to be mitzvah you and berry preates, we have to have a kfias to eat together, and there's no kfias in Paris. I mean, this has to be some meal that's happening over here, some event that's happening in which, what's a good word? I don't have a good word in English for kfias. What's a good word for us? Something. We're establishing ourselves to eat a meal together, so that I can be mixed with you. By apples, there's also a thing, eat an apple, but there's no kfias to eat an apple. By lechem, yeah, and I could, that's what we have on Shabbos, I can make hamotz and I can be mixed with you. Because lechem creates a kfias. We're conveying ourselves. You have to sit, you can't be standing, there's halachas. According to the Bizman Mishnah, you have to do hasebo in order to have a kfias. But there's halacha that when you eat lechem, it creates a kfias. And yayin has the same thing. When you sit down, two people sit down to eat yayin, to drink yayin, so that's a kfias also. There's a mishnah yayin, there's a kfias to drink yayin. The idea over here is when we say lechem oini, you don't have to be holding the matzah, and you're certainly not eating the matzah yet. You're not going to eat the matzah till later, you're not going to make the hamotzi till later. So what do I have to do with the matzah? But I was kaveh, I put the matzahs on the table, and I was kaveh myself. I said, we were kaveh ourselves together to eat this matzah. So there's a kfias so now over the matzah. That's enough, and it's called lechem sha'oinim olav dvar mahabi. The same thing is by yayin. The idea that the haggadah is said on the kais sheni is not on the kais itself, they're not holding the kais. It's on the kfias of the yayin. We were kaveh to drink this cup of when you're meizig it. And now we sit down together, I'm meizig the yayin, and I sit down now over this yayin, that creates a kfias. I'm now in a state of mishnah hayayin. And over that mishnah hayayin of this kais, I am now going to say the haggadah, and that's called the haggadah on the yayin. Says the Ramban, but if you're going to have another kais in the middle, if the idea here was that you're holding the kais, so put it down, have another kais, go back and pick up the kais again, and you'll say the rest of the magad on this kais. But that's not the idea. The idea is that the magad has to be said in the kfias of the kais. If I'm going to have two kaises, then it's a kfias for two kaises. If in the middle of the Maggid I'm going to drink another kais, so it comes out that my Maggid, b'shas, when I was saying the Haggadah, I was conveying myself not for one kais, but for two. And that's not the takana. The takana is that the Haggadah should be said over one kais. There's a kais for the Haggadah, a kais for Kiddush, and there's a kais for Birchas Hamazon. Every part of the Seder has its own, has to be on one kais. If you're going to, in the middle of this kais, you're going to reject another kais, and you disrupted the kriyas for one kais. Now it's a kriyas for two, and that's not the way. But then the Maggid was not said on that kais. Wasn't said on this kais. It was said on that kais rice. And Maggid's not supposed to be said on that kais rice. It's supposed to be said on that kais. Really like this. That the Beis Yosef says that whenever you pick up the wine, you cover the matzah. I mean, I think that's the emes of shad in that Ramban. So Laman, that's what I want from that Ramban. Laman from the Ramban, this is going to be a key going forward, that the idea of saying the Haggadah al HaKais is saying the Haggadah on the kfiyas of the Kais, not on the physical Kais that I'm holding, but on the kfiyas to drink this Kais, the meal, the mishta hayayin of this Kais. So therefore, the emes is that there's no stira between the kfiyas and the yayin and the kfiyas and the matzah. You could be kaveya for yayin and for matzah together. It's not a stira. That's what you do all the time. You have a Suda, and the Suda has Lechem, the Suda has Yayin, and the two Kviyas are very compatible. One does not preclude the other. The concept of the Ogur, that when you pick up Yayin, you have to cover the pass, that has nothing to do with the Kviyas. That's when you're picking up the Yayin to say Shira al Yayin. Shira al Yayin is not on the Kviyas of Yayin. Shira al Yayin, you really pick up the Yayin, because that's more like Bracha al Kais. Shira al Yayin means I'm picking up the Kais and I'm saying Shira on this Kais. That's not on the Kviyas of the Kais. Not that I'm in the context of the Mishnah HaYayin, but I'm actually saying Shir on this Yayin. Like I read Menasech, this Yayin, the Mizbech. I'm saying Shir on this Yayin. So there the Ogre says that if you're picking up the Kais Yayin and saying Shir al HaYayin, then you are, in a sense, sliding the Matzah. Because you're saying Shir al HaYayin, you're holding the Yayin, you're not holding the Pas. So you cover the Pas, you're at Pas Boshman. But that has nothing to do with Kfius. And therefore, what was the question we had before? Like, we have this notion of lechem only. You have to say the Haggadah on the lechem. Doesn't mean you have to hold the lechem the whole time. It means you have to say the Haggadah on the kfiyas of the lechem. So you had a problem. Now you come to the fiyuch. You pick up the yayin. Because elam v'shir la yayin. And because you picked up the yayin, you cover the pas. So what was our question? What did we ask before? What happened to lechem only? You have to say, Rashi says, sh'oinim olav dvorim harbi, means Haggadah v'halal. The halal is part of Sifrei Tzitzis Mitzrayim. The halal, together with the Haggadah, has to be said ala matzah because of lechem ayini. Here I'm covering the matzah. I'm picking up the wine, I'm covering the matzah. Where did lechem ayini go? There it says lechem ayini didn't disappear. The kviyas of the meal is still ala lechem v'ala yayin. You don't have to... I'm doing something. That doesn't... The whole meal was ala lechem v'ala yayin. The Haggadah is ala yayin. According to the Ramban, the Ramban, the Haggadah is ala yayin. That doesn't necessarily preclude that it can't be ala lechem also. But we're knowing both. We do both. We say the Haggadah al Alechem. We bring the Koran. We say the Haggadah al Alechem. We're also saying, but there's also the Ramban and the Rama. And the Rama, we're saying the Haggadah al Yayin. That's compatible. The Kfiyas al Alechem is compatible with the Kfiyas al Yayin. There's no sphere. There's no tension between them. They complement each other. We come to Shira. We pick up the Kais to say Shira al Kais and to say Shira al Yayin. That's something else. That's not the Bracha and the Kfiyas of the Yayin. We're not picking up the wine. We're not saying halal on the kfiyas of the yayin. That we can leave it on the table, the same as the whole time. We're picking up the kais because we're saying shira on the kais yayin. Kais yishuis eso. We're saying shira on this kais. That's like kaisul bracha. That's like kiddush. You make kiddush, you cover the pas, because then you're making kiddush on the kais itself, not on the kfiyas. You're making kiddush on the kais, then you're not making kiddush on the lechem. You make kiddush on halal, you're not making it on wine. You make kiddush on wine, you're not making it on halal. Because that's where you're holding the thing and it's halal on the thing itself. You're either picking up the lechem, you're picking up the yayin. You're not picking up both. So here you're picking up the yayin to say shir al yayin. You're not picking up the matzah to say shir al matzah. So you cover the matzah to your boshtei. That's in regard to the shir al yayin idea. But in regard to the din of lechem oini, they never require you to pick up neither the matzah nor the yayin in the first place. Lechem only required that you say the Haggadah over the kfiyas of the lechem. The kfiyas of the lechem didn't disappear just because I covered the lechem. I covered the lechem because I'm picking up the yayin. But the kfiyas is still here. The kfiyas doesn't disappear. So mele is still lechem oini. There's no stira. The minhag of the Shulchan Aruch, we pick up the yayin by lefichuch, and we hold it for the whole time. I don't think that contradicts the Rashi that lechem ayin is you have to say Haggadah, you have to say halal on the matzah. I'm still saying halal on the matzah. I'm saying halal on the kfiyas of the matzah, but I'm not holding the matzah to say shira on it. I'm holding the yayin to say shira on it. So I cover the matzah because I'm not saying shira on it. But the kfiyas of the matzah is still there, and it's still lechem ayin shayinim olatorim harim. Now, just a mind. Go back to Rav Haigoin. Anybody remember Rav Haigoin? Haigoin said that if somebody's having a fifth kais and he's saying Halal HaGodol, so Rav Haigoin discusses, okay, so what happens to Yahalucha? Where do you say Yahalucha? So Rav Haigoin said, no problem, say Yahalucha all the way there, say Halal HaGodol, Halal Mitzri on the fourth kais, Halal HaGodol on the fifth kais. And Yahalucha at the end will go on both. Says Rav Haigoin, that's what Rav Haigoin said. Ad Shabo Talmidei and Bomulem, and Bola Talmidim, and they said that no, it's not right. Because since you say Halal Gefen on the fourth kais, you say there's an Ala Gefen on every single kais. You say an Ala Gefen on each kais. If you say an Ala Gefen on each kais, then there has to be a separate Yahalucha for every halal. I'm like, what in the world does one thing have to do with the other? So, if you have Bar Meila, we can understand it very clearly. Why do you have to say an Ala Gefen? Well, we don't. But the Rishonim will hold that you say an Ala Gefen for every kais. What's the reason? So it's built on the following. First of all, you have to know. It's a Machlokes Rishonim, Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos and Chulin, Daf Mevav, and several places elsewhere. Can you say one Bracha Achrayna on several Sudas? Let's say Birchas HaMazon. Can I have one benching for several meals? For example, I ate a meal. And then I was Mesiach Das meal. I washed my Mechayim, I was Mesiach Das, the meal is over. But I didn't yet bench. And then I decide, you know, I want to have another meal. So I have to make a new Mitzvah Sidayim, and I have to make a new Hamaitzi. There's no question, it's a new meal. But do I have to first bench before I start the next meal? Or could I have the whole second meal? And I don't have one benching for both meals. Who says you can't have one benching for several meals? So this is Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi holds that every meal has to have its own benching. The same way every meal has to have its own Bracha Rishonim, every meal has to have its own Bracha Achrayim. Tosfos holds that it's not true. You could have one Bracha Achrayim for several meals. One benching for several meals. That's number one. And the same thing is true by other Bracha Achrayim. Can you have one Bracha Achrayim, one Ala Gefen, for example, for different kviyus of drinking? Let's say I'm drinking wine. I made a Bari Pagofen, I'm drinking wine. And then I was Mesiach Das. Now I decide, you know what, I want to have some more. So I have to make a new Bari Pagofen, it's new kviyus. But do I have to? I have no intentions. Hold Lukis, I got some Shana Mokim, everything. Do I have to make an Ala Gefen first? Or maybe I can make one Ala Gefen and cover all of the different kviyas. Same Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. These Rishonim will hold. So that's number one. The Rishonim will hold that you have to make an Ala Gefen for every single one of the Dalet places. Hold, first of all, that every kviyas needs its own Ala Gefen. In addition, they also hold that every one of the four kviyas is a separate kviyas. Which is another step, because that may not be true. It could be that every kviyas needs its own Ala Gefen, but not every one of the Dalet kviyas is a separate kviyas. These Rishonim, though, they hold those two things. They hold that every kviyas represents a separate kviyas. There's like a hesach hadas from one kviyas to the next. Maybe because now I drink on a kviyas once you began the mitzvah, whatever the reason is, but there's a separate kviyas for each kviyas, number one. And number two, since there's a separate kviyas, each kviyas has to have its own bracha achrayim. Some Rishonim hold that every kviyas is not a separate kviyas. Some Rishonim hold that even if it is a separate kviyas, that you could have one bracha achrayim for all the kviyas. But these Talmidim, they follow, there is a sheet in Rishonim, that every kviyas is a kviyas, and that's reflected in the fact that every kviyas needs its own bracha achrayim. So therefore, what do these Talmidim say that Rav Haigoin is quoted? They said, look, every kviyas, including the fourth and the fifth kviyas, needs its own bracha achrayim. Because that's what they hold. That reflects the fact that every kais is a separate kviyas. Halel, like everything else, like Magid, has to be said on Rav Chaim used to pick up the kais now, so that's even more, but without Rav Chaim. Halel is said on the kviyas of Yayin, same way every segment of Agod is said on the kviyas of Yayin. So Halel has to be said ala kais, on the fourth kais. Halel Agodul has to be said on the fifth kais. But if the fourth kais and the fifth kais are two separate kviyasim, then it can't be one long halal. Rav Saviglein held that the two halals become one long halal. You say one yahalucha for both. Because it's one halal. Halal mitzri merges into halal gol. It's one halal. You add another chapter, but it's one hilul. And therefore you say one brachal of a soif, yahalucha at the end. Say these talmidim, But look, every kais over here is a different kfios, as reflecting the fact that for every kais you have to have a separate halal. If every kais is a different kfios, then each halal is a separate halal, because the halal, that's the meaning, that's what I wanted to take out of that Ramban. The meaning of halal ala kais, like magad ala kais, like everything else in the Seder that we do ala kais, it's not like a brach ala kais. Brach ala kais means the kais you're holding in your hand. Here it's not here we're not talking about a brach ala kais. We're talking about Haggad ala kais, and we're halal ala kais. Halal ala kais primarily means halal and the kfias of the kais. But if each kais is a separate kfias, then it can't be one halal. The halal mitzvah together with the halal gadol. And if it's not one halal, then each halal is a separate. Then each halal is separate. If each halal is separate, then each halal has to have its own bracha l'acharah. And therefore, you have to say halucha after the first halal, and you have to say a bracha after halal, a separate bracha. You could do halucha again, but that I guess they didn't want to do halucha again, so they do nishmas with shabbat, but another bracha after the second halal. Again, but it flows from this idea. That's the key idea. It flows from this idea that the bracha ala kais means on the kfias of the kais. So, and likewise halal. No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. The bracha ala kais is on the kais itself, but haggad ala kais and halal ala kais means on the kfias of the kais. And if the fourth kais and the fifth kais are separate kfias, then it's likewise a separate halal. You need a separate halucha for each. Now, grada happens to be that the Ramban holds that you make one bracha achrayna for all of the kaisis. Ramban, in the beginning of Arik Tzolchem, when he talks about this issue, you have to make a separate halagefen for every kais. The Ramban is on the side that holds, like we hold, that we're naive, that you do not make an halagefen for every single kais. Now that could be, as we said before, for one of two reasons. It may be because each kais is, it's all one kvias, or it may be that it's separate kviasin, but you could have one benching for many meals. But if you look in the Ramban himself, the way he says it, the Ramban is explicit, that the reason why you don't have to have an halagefen for every single kais is because you knew you're going to drink all the kaisis and it's one kvias. In other words, the Ramban holds that all valid kaisis are one kvias, but they merge together. I got each one's a separate segment of the kvias. And we saw by Magid, it's one, you have to say the Magid, not on two kaisis, but on one. Because that's the segment, the Magid should be said on that segment of kais echa, not shtei kaisis. But all of the kaisis together are a single, they merge together to be a single kvias. Not like these Talmidim, that every kais is a separate kvias. The Ramban knows that all of the kaisis together, all of the four kaisis, with whatever other additional kaisis you may have in the middle, because you've got to be maisis from kais to kais, all of those kaisis create one single kvias. That's what you don't say alagef until the very end. And that kvias is the kvias of what? Of the Seder. Which is the kvias of the Korban Pesach, which is what the Seder is all about. Al Matzis and Merim, it's one kvias, one Seder. With Korban Pesach, Al Matzis and Merim, and that kvias is also structured around the Dalet Kaisis. It's all one, it creates all one kvias. I think that's the Oimek, Hapshat, in the Ramban, that you're not allowed to drink any more kaisis after the fourth kais. In the middle, you can drink more. Between the kaisis, you're allowed to drink. But once the fourth kais is finished, says the Ramban, you can't start another kais. Why? What was the reason the Ramban said? Why can't you have another kais after the kaisis? Kaisis says, what's the problem? So you get shikr. So what? Get shikr, go to sleep. You're finished. Because it looks like you're starting another Seder with another Korban Pesach. Which at the beginning, I said, what are you talking about? You have another kais, it looks like you're going to have another Korban Pesach. What in the world does that mean? Here, now we understand that the Ramban resonates. The Dalet kaisis are the kfias of the Seder. That's the structure, the architecture of the Seder. The kfias of the Seder is built around the matzah also, but it's built around the Dalet kaisis. When you finish the last kais, that marks the end of the kfias of the Seder. If you sit down now and you have another kais, that means you're starting a new kfias. You're starting a new kfias, that means you're starting another Seder. So that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to be nimnat shnei psachim. That's why you're not allowed to have another kais. So therefore, what's the Eitzah? You want to have a fifth kais, but you're thirsty, you want to have another kais. Says the Gemara, says the Ptarfin, you say, Halal Golem. What does that accomplish? What does it accomplish, say Halal Golem? So the Pashup Shad is that I'm adding more to the original kias. If I say Halal Golem, then I'm just adding more to the Seder. Like this is my Nirtzah, I'm saying Halal Golem. So this is also part of the Seder. So if I'm still in the first Seder, then I can have another kais. That's the Pashup Shad. But I don't think that's the Emes of Shad. Because if that was the Emes of Shad, then I still don't understand what the Ramban says, that you can have, once you had the fifth kais with Halal Godel, then already you could go, afterwards you could have a sixth kais and a seventh kais, and you could drink the whole night through. Why? You have a fifth kais you could have because it's part of the Seder. But you have because it's part of the Kfiyas. But at the end of the day, you finish Halagodah, the Kfiyas is over. Now you're going to have another kais. You're back to square one. The kais one. So what's Pshat HaMei Ramban? So I think that's Meir. That shows me that the Halagodah, and I'll explain why in a second, but the Halagodah is not part of the Kfiyas of the Seder. It's a new Kfiyas for Halagodah. The Halagodah is not attached to the Seder. But it allows me to have another kais, because I'm not just having this kais for you know, in a vacuum, which maybe looks like I'm starting a new kfiyas for a Korban Pesach. Yes, I'm making a new kfiyas, but the new kfiyas is to say halagodol. So that takes off the issue. It doesn't look like I'm starting a new seder. I'm starting something new, but it's not a new seder. It's not a new Korban Pesach. It's a kfiyas for something entirely different, namely the kfiyas of saying halagodol. That needs to be explained. Why is Halagodol not part of the Kfiyas of the Seder? And that I'll come to in a minute. But for the time being, we'll just let it stand as a supposition. The Halagodol is not a new chapter in the Seder. It's a new Kfiyas to say Halagodol shears with the Shmokas to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. But that allows me to have another Kais, which is not, you know, it's not part of the Kfiyas of the Korban Pesach. It's part of this new entity called Halagodol. Says the Ramban, it could very well be that once I did that, that already I could drink afterwards. If all I'm doing is eating Korban Pesach, and I had four kaises on the Korban Pesach, and that's it, and then I start a new kais, so it looks like I might have another Seder. I might have another kfiyas for another Korban Pesach. That I'm not allowed to do. But once I start, and I establish a kfiyas for something else, namely for Halagodol, and the Chamar Nu'olot, he says Halagodol, so he creates a kfiyas for something that's not related to the Seder, so that breaks. So now he's ready doing other things besides the Seder. He's not coming right after the Seder and maybe starting a new Seder. He did something else in between. He was Kaveya for Halagodol. So Ramban is not sure. He's not Machlit as Adomar. Maybe you still have a problem. It looks like you're going back to having another Seder. But maybe not. Once you did something else, you were Kaveya for Halagodol. Maybe that is now falls off because that like breaks it up. It breaks it. Now I'm no longer after the Seder. I did something else between. So maybe I already could have more cases. We still need to explain. This remains outstanding, and I'm going to come to it. Why we are saying this? Why should this be that Halagodol is somehow not part of the Seder, not part of the Kfiyas of the Korban Pesach? Okay, but if this is true, then it sheds light on the Rama. First of all, what does the Rama say? The Rama says, "Yesh lo limz lekais chamishi va'omer olav Halagodol." But it's not a chayva. There ain't a chayva k'may shara dalet kaisus. So first of all, it's explicit in the Rambam. It's not a rishus, but it's not a chayva either. The Rambam calls it a mitzvah min amuch. He ascribes to the Rambam that it's a mitzvah min amuch. So that, the thing itself needs explaining. Why is it not a chayv? If it's a mitzvah, then let it be a chayv. That's number one. Number two, the emes is meduyik in the Rambam. In the Tachem Adayikus in the Rambam, by all the other cases, the Rambam says by Kiddush and by Magid and by Bichas Hamozen and by Halo, the Rambam says you do whatever you do, ala kais, va'omer b'ri piagofen b'shoisa. By this kais, the Rambam doesn't say anything about b'ri piagofen, and he doesn't say anything about drinking. The Rambam says, "Moisim kaisheh v'yesh lo limzay kais chamishi va'omer olav halagol." There's no bayir piagofen, and there's no v'shais. Do you think the Rambam that this fifth kais does not have to be drunk? You say on halagol, you don't think it. And then it's a duik also because the Rambam he talks about haseba, and the Rambam says you have to do haseba by the matz, and you have to do haseba by the dalet kaisus. The Rambam says you have to do haseba by the dalet kaisus. Doesn't say you have to do haseba by the fifth kais. So why not? The answer is because you don't have to drink it. So do you think the Rambam don't have to drink it? You don't have to drink it. You don't have to do haseba. It's also meduyik in the Rambam that there's no birchas hashira in this halagah. Not like Rav Haigoin or the Talmidim either, for that matter. You know, they assume that there's the Torah assumes, Rav Haigoin assumes that there's a bracha on this halagah. He's not sure if it's a second bracha or if you just wait with the first bracha. But kafe kach, you have to make a bracha on this halagah. The Rambam is not mashma way at all. The Rambam says he has the alufa after the regular hal. If this new halagah with the kais hamishi, there's no mention in the Rambam about yalucha, about birchas hashira. Dukan the Ram, this hal is not a bracha. So let's just try. So we have all of these Dukan the Ram. It's not a chayla, it's only a mitzvah. There's no, you don't have to drink the kais. You don't have to make a prayer for the coffin, you don't have to drink the kais. And you don't say, and you don't say Bechas Hashem. So what's the pshat in all of this? I think the pshat is, the chi of halal on Pesach night. What's the mechayev of halal on Pesach night? What is it that we, it's not Yom Tov is saying tomorrow. What's the mechayev of halal on Pesach night? It's the Mishnah. It's from Shayim, the same as Asa Pashut. The Mishnah says that it's the Korban Pesach. A Pesach ton a halal b'achilosa. The Ramban writes in the Chidushim in Avri Sochem that that's why Pesach night is not counted. The Mishnah of the Gemara said Yudchez Yomim Shayochid Goyim V'Mezahal. What do you mean Yudchez Yomim? What about Laila Achas? You should say Yudchez Yomim V'Laila Achas. In the Sechah Seifrim it says Yudchez Yomim V'Laila Achas Shayochid Goyim V'Mezahal. But in the Gemara it doesn't say that. It says the Ramban. Because the other days that we say Hal, the Yom is Machai. Pesach by night is not the Yom. It's Yomim Shayochid Goyim V'Mezahal. You're saying Hal because it's a Yom. It's Chanukah, it's Sukkot, it's Pesach. Pesach by morning. By the Seder night, you're not saying Hal because of the Yom. Hal on the Yom you're going to say tomorrow. You're saying Hal on the Korban Pesach. So it's not a Laila that you say Hal. It's a Korban Pesach on which you say Hal. The Mechayiv of Hal by Pesach by night is the Korban Pesach. Now, that has to be qualified because the Ramban himself, there's a steer in the Ramban. This is parenthetic, really. The Ramban himself, the Hemshech HaDvarim, in that same Ramban, in the Chidushim and Avir Tzofim, goes on and he says that you say Hal Pesach by night because of Yitzias Mitzrayim, because it's Shas HaGul. So it sounds like a steer mamish in the beginning of the paragraph to the end of the paragraph. First he says it's on the Korban Pesach, it's not on the Laila, and then he says because it's on the Gula. Shad is poshut. Maybe to say Hal on a Gula, to say Hal on a Nes, you need to have a connection to the Nes. It has to be the Shas HaNes or the Mokam HaNes. Let's say Hal's Tam HaNes that happened in the past. So if it's a Yom Tov, so you connect, like Hanukkah, they would pevei as a Yom Tov, Bahal of Hoidoyah. So the Yom Tov makes a Shas HaNes. Pesach by night, it's not the Yom Tov that makes the Shas HaNes, the Hal and the Yom Tov you're going to say tomorrow in Shul. So where's your connection to the Nes Pesach by night? Through the Korban Pesach. Through the Korban Pesach, you're connected to the moment of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's how you say Hal. That's an aside. But Akoponim, the Mechayiv of Hal of Pesach by night is the Korban Pesach. That's the Hal of the regular Hal. That's a Pesach Ton Hal Bachilosa. The halal of halal hagodol, the halal of the fifth kais, is not on the Korban Pesach. Like we saw in the Ramban, it's a new kvias. It's not part of the kvias of the Korban Pesach. The halal hagodol of the fifth kais is not on the Korban Pesach. Therefore, says the Rambam, number one, it's not a chiyuv. The chiyuv halal Pesach v'anayit comes to the Korban Pesach. HaPesach ton halal b'achilosoi. So the halal and kais dal, that's mischayiv from the Korban Pesach. That's a chiyuv. That's a chiyuv. The halal of halal agodol is not on the Korban Pesach because it's not on the Korban Pesach, it's not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah min hamufchor to say shirois v'tishbochis Pesach by night. Talking a minute a little bit more, but it's a mitzvah min hamufchor to say shir to Yibonishlam Pesach by night. But it's not the halal on the Korban Pesach because it's not the halal on the Korban Pesach. Says the Rambam, it does not. It's not a chiyuv gomer. It's only a mitzvah min hamufchor. Because it's not a chiyuv gomer, it's only mitzvah min hamufchor, so it's not a regular takon of halal, so it doesn't have a bracha afterwards. You don't have to say halucha. The halucha you have to say after a halal that you're mechuyev to say. When it's a time shayochet goyim b'mesahal, when you have a chiyuv halal. So on the regular halal mitzri, you have a chiyuv halal, mikoyev the korban pesach, you have to say halucha. But on the halal that's on the fifth, the halal of halal agodol that you say when you have a fifth place, this mitzvah min hamufchor, the Rambam says that has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach. If it has nothing to do with the Korban Pesach, it's not a chiyuv gomer. It's just a mitzvah min hamufchor. It's praiseworthy. It's not a real chiyuv. It's not a real takonas halal. And if it's not a real chiyuv halal, then it doesn't have a bracha. There's no yahaluka. Mainly, if there's no yahaluka, so the kais is not a kaisel bracha. Because if there's no broch, it's not a kaisel broch. You have a kais because you have to say shir alayayim. It's shira, so you have shir alayayim. But there's no broch. If there's no broch, then it's not a kaisel broch. And if it's not a kaisel broch, the Ram holds it out to be tayim. Because the din to be tayim comes from the fact that it's a kaisel broch. The Gemara says in the Erev and Daf Mem that a kaisel broch has to have te'ima. Rashi says because it's a gnai to a kaisel broch not to be tayim from the kais. Pesach by night might be another reason to be tayim from the kais because of cheirus. But that has to do with the dalal kaisis that are chayrus that are connected to the Korban Pesach. This is a different halal. This is not the halal of the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's not a halal that's and the kais therefore is not a kaisel bracha, and it's not part of the whole seder of the kaisis of chayrus, and it doesn't have to have any teima. It's if it's not a kosher bracha, it doesn't have to have, you don't have to be tayyib. That's why the Rambam here doesn't say that you say baruch nigofa and v'shoyz, because this is not a, this is not a kosher bracha.
What?
It's Shira, but it's not on the Korban Pesach. That's the point. It's not on the Korban Pesach. If it's not on the Korban Pesach, not a Chiyuv. Because where would the Chiyuv come from? The Chiyuv Hal can come from a Yom Tov, but that I have tomorrow. Pesach by day, I don't have to have it twice a day. The Chiyuv Hal could come from the Korban Pesach because I'm Pesach Ton Hal Bachil also. Right. That's connected to the Nes also, but it's a Hal on the Korban Pesach. But that, this is also not a Hal on the Korban Pesach.
So it's like I say Hal, but all the musicals, like what's the Sheikh?
No, about it's a special night. You're saying, we'll talk in a minute what it is exactly, but it's a special night. And you say, Hallel, because it's whatever it is, it's a special time. And that's why we're saying Hallel. You know, people say Shira Shirim also. But it's not a Chi of Hallel because it doesn't come, because it's not the Korban Pesach, it's Mechayim. So it's Shira. It's Shira. So if it's Shira, it's not a Bracha. If it's not a Bracha, it's not a Kosher Bracha. If it's not a Kosher Bracha, then there's no Tehillim. So it's very Mechuvah now, the Goyim, who says, it's very mechuba now, the Goyim, who says that the Kaishal El Yod, this min of the Chagel that the Chagyanka brings, the Kaishal El Yod, is the fifth Kais, is the Kais Chamish. It's very mechuba. It's taki, I think it's the Kaishal El Yod is the Kais Chamish of the Rama. Because the Fidel Ramam, the Kais for Hal HaGodol, you know, it's the Kais for Hal HaGodol. We say Hal HaGodol. Maisa, we say Hal HaGodol. We say Elosham Kitoi Kilo Mechazdo. The Fidei Ramam, Hal HaGodol should have its own kais. Not only the Ramam, the Rif, the Ramam. Why do we show them all? The Hal HaGodol should have its own kais. So the other show them all, the Ramam, it's only a Rishus. But according to the Ramam, it's not a Rishus. It's a din. Mitzvah Ben HaMufchut. The Hal HaGodol should have a kais. That's not a kais you have to drink. It's not a kais that you have to drink. So we don't drink it. And in fact, we don't want to drink it because the other Rishonim went, the Fidei Rishonim went, not the greatest kais Chamishi, maybe you're not even allowed to drink it because you give me a Mitzvah of other kais. But the Fidei Rambam, and the Fidei Rambam, it's fine. You don't have to drink it. There's no chiyuv to drink the kais chamishi. You have to say the Hal HaGodol on the kais chamishi. So we pour a kais chamishi, and we say on Hal HaGodol. Ah, you'll ask me, if that's what it is, so why do we pour it before Shrei Chamoscha, after Shrei Chamoscha? We pour this kais shel Elio at the beginning of Halal. That's not what we should pour. Where should we pour it? By Hal HaGodol, when we start to say Hayda Shem Kitoy Kilo Elam Chazit, that's when we should pour the Kais Chamishi. So why do we pour it before? The answer is a pasha to reason, because we Lemaisa are noyeg, not like the Ram. We're noyeg like Tosfos, like the Rosh. And we say Hal HaGodol on the fourth Kais, and we incorporate it into the Birchas Hashir. So when we say Hal HaGodol, we're in the middle of a bracha. We began Yahaluka, we're holding out in the middle of a bracha, and we're saying Hal HaGodol as part of Birchas Hashir. So we're not going to be massive that to be Moshe Kais Hefsek in the middle of a bracha. So we want to have a Kais Chamishi to say on Hal HaGodol to be actually Shita Saravim that Hal HaGodol has its own Kais. We're not going to be pour the Kais then, because then we're holding in the middle of Birchas Hashir. Because our minhag is not, we don't set up, we don't really do like the Ramah, we really do like Kaisis in the Rosh. We say Hal HaGodol as part of Birchas Hashir, so we're in the middle of a bracha. We already said, yeah, look, we're holding Mamish in the middle of a bracha. You can't be massive to be Moshe Kais. So that's what we do, but we want to hop around the Ramah Shita, so we're Moshe Kais before. And now we have another kais on the table, and when we say Hal HaGodol, Fidei Rambam, it's very good. That kais is the kais for Hal HaGodol, which we don't have to drink. Yeah, we still have to explain, you know, what's exactly, why this Hal can't be on the Korban Pesach. We'll come to that in a second. I just want to sum up what we've seen so far, because we see a lot of major, the big hekik, there's a lot of these sedes here in the sedes. Just want to run through these sedes in his barrow. Have some clarity in the takeaway. So first of all, we saw Machlekes Rishonim is the Hagodos.
Doesn't mean that when I pour the Kais Shel Elyahu, I have to have
Kavanah
over it.
Kavanah. I don't have Kavanah. We have to have the vegetable Torah. You have to. We do it, and that's the source for the
minute. There's no like.
We do it because we. I don't know. You have to have Kavanah that we're doing the right thing. That's not. I don't think you have to have more Kavanah than that.
I mean, if I just pour a Kais Stam during the night.
Oh, you do it with Hashem Kais. You know, it's something. I don't know what's Mitzvah Tichus Kavanah. I don't know if this Mitzvah Tichus Kavanah. Yeah, right. So anyway, first of all, we saw one you saw is the Machlekes Rishonim is the Hagodah, the Hagodah, Magid. Is it said Al Yayin or is it not said Al Yayin? The Torah holds that the Maggid is not Sid Aliyah, just Kreshish Latinoikis. The real Yayin is for later on, for the Bracha at the end. But the Haggadah itself, you don't say Aliyah. We saw in the Ramban, that they say no, that the saying of the Haggadah is, the Rambam says that you say the Haggadah ala Kais, and the Ramban says that the mitzvah of the Kais is to say the Haggadah. That's number one. But we also saw that even according to the Ramban, that the Haggadah is being said, that the mitzvah of the Haggadah is to say, is that the saying of the Haggadah is the mitzvah of Kais Sheni, but it does not mean that I'm saying the Haggadah on the Kais in the sense that I make a bracha ala Kais. It's rather that I say the Haggadah as part of the, as on the kfiyas of the ayin, the kfiyas of the Kais. And that's why you mustn't have to pick up the Kais. By a bracha, you have to pick up the Kais. We're saying ala Kais. Bracha is on the physical Kais. Here, you don't have to pick up the Kais. It's not on the physical Kais. It's on the kfiyas of the Kais. That's why at the end of Magid, when we say the Halal, the Shulchan Aruch says, the Torah Shulchan Aruch says, we pick up the Kais, we cover the Matzah. So if we cover the Matzah, what happened to Lechem Oini? There's a din of Lechem, there's a loch of Lechem Oini, so Oini on the door of Harbi. The Torah says you have to say the Haggadah on the, and Rashi says it's not on the Haggadah, but it's the Halal also. So where did that go? The answer is, because I'm picking up the Kais to say Shir al Ayayin on the physical Kais, and therefore I have to cover the Matzah because I'm not saying Shir al Matzah. But the Haggadah, the din of Lechem Oini, is not to say it on the physical Kais, it's to say it on the Kfiyas of the Kais. And the kfiyas of the kais is not aborted, is not subverted by the fact that I covered the matzah. The kfiyas is still there. And that's why the Ramban also says to drink in the middle of Maggid. Because if you drink in the middle of Maggid, it comes out that your kfiyas is not on one kais, but on two. And the kfiyas of Maggid, each segment of that god that has to be on a separate, on the kfiyas of a separate kais. That was one section we talked about. Then based on that, we explained Rav Haigoy, who says in the name of the Tamidim, that because you make a separate Baruch HaChoyna on the fourth Kais and on the fifth Kais, so you have to say a separate Birchas Hashir on the Halal of the fourth Kais and on the Halal of the fifth Kais. Right? What does one thing have to do with the other? Because the fact that there's a separate Baruch HaChoyna for each shows me that each one is a separate Kfiyos. And if each one is a separate Kfiyos, then the two Halals can't be one Halal, because Halal has to be said on, if it's a separate Kfiyos, and each Halal becomes, since Halal has to be said on the Kfiyos of Yayin also. So each, if it's a separate kfiyas, the fourth kais and the fifth kais, then the halal has to be a separate halal, and therefore every halal has to have its own bracha. The Ramban on the other hand holds that you don't make a separate bracha of ala gefen on every kais, because the Ramban holds, which is the Feirish, that all of the kais are one long kfiyas. That was meisa, that kfiyas basically is the kfiyas of the Korban Pesach. The kfiyas of the dalet kais is the kfiyas of the Seder meal, which is the kfiyas of the Korban Pesach. And that's the oimik of the Ramban, that you're not allowed to drink another kais after the dalet kais. Ben a kais to lola, you're allowed to drink. Unless the shichrus, but as long as you avoid shichrus, you're allowed to drink bena kais. But once the kais is finished, says the Ramban, you can't have another kais, says the Ramban, because it looks like you're going to make another Korban Pesach. That's the pshat. The four kais are the kfiyas of this Korban Pesach. Now the kfiyas is finished. You're going to sit down and have another kais. You're starting another kfiyas. You're starting another kfiyas. It looks like you're having another seder. You're having another Korban Pesach. That you're not allowed to do, unless you say in that fifth kais birchas hashir. They said the havon over there is not that you could learn. What Birchas Hashir accomplishes is that it makes the fifth kais part of the kfiyas of the Korban Pesach. And I want to say, no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is it's a separate kfiyas in its own right. The Birchas Hashir is not on the halal gadol. It's a separate halal that's not on the. Excuse me. The halal hagadol is not a halal in the Korban Pesach. It doesn't belong to the kfiyas of the Korban Pesach. It's a separate kfiyas in its own right, which allows you to say to have another cup of wine, because it doesn't look like you're making kfiyas for a new Korban Pesach. It's clear that this is a kriyas for nothing else but halal hagadol. That's what the Ramban thinks, that after that, maybe you can continue to drink. Because once you, if you just had the kriyas for the Korban Pesach, and you start another kriyas, it looks like, oh, this must be Korban Pesach number two. But if after the kriyas for the Korban Pesach, you have a kriyas for something else, namely for halal hagadol, then afterwards you can have other yai and other kriyas, and it no longer looks like you're going on to have another Korban Pesach. It's a dasip shot in the Rambam, that the Rambam holds that this halal hagadol, it's not a rishus, like the Ramban, it's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. And it doesn't have hesebah, and it doesn't have yahalucha, and you don't have to drink from the wine. Where does all that come from? Because the same idea. It's a halal, but it's not a halal yimachuyuv, because it's not a halal in the Korban Pesach. The chiyuv halal Pesach manai flows from the Korban Pesach. Pesach ton halal b'achilosoy. This halal hagadol is not on the Korban Pesach, because it's not on the Korban Pesach. Because it's not on the Korban Pesach, so therefore it's not a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah, but it's not a chiyuv. And if it's not a chiyuv, then there's no yahalucha. And if it's no yahalucha, then it's not a birchas ha, not a kashal bracha. It's not a kashal brocha. You don't have to drink from the kais, and that's the pshat in the kashal Eliyahu. That's hakol shittas Rambam. That for hal hagodol, we want to have another kais, not a kais that we're going to drink from. You don't have to drink from the kais chamishi, but to say shir al yayin, a separate shir al yayin for this new halal of halal hagodol, which really we should pour the kashal Eliyahu before we say halal hagodol. But since the way we do it, we're in the middle of a brocha, so we pour that kais before. Remains to explain a little bit is why Taka is this halal hagodol not a halal on the Korban Pesach. Different than the regular halal on the Korban Pesach. Some of this new halal of halal hagodol is not connected to the Korban Pesach. It's a separate halal in its own right. So first of all, you could say balabatish. The halal on the Korban Pesach, when did you begin? The halal, the regular halal, when did you start saying the regular halal? On Kaisheni. By Kaisheni, the Korban Pesach existed. Was there on the table. So that halal was begun on the Korban Pesach. So it's a halal on the Korban Pesach. Halal HaGadol, you say, on the fifth course. At this point, where's the Korban Pesach? In your belly. It's gone. So that's not a halal on the Korban Pesach. That's number one. Posh. But it could be there's a further oimek here as well. I once heard a word from Rav Moshe Shapiro, B'Shem Rav Dessler. Could be some of you may have heard this from me. Very beautiful word. When Rav Dessler lost his wife, he was sitting Shiva. Some of the Bachim from Panovich, was Mashkiach in Panovich, so some of the Bachim from Panovich during the Shiva, they were in the apartment, they were being Mishamishim. So at the end of the Shiva, so he wanted to thank them and give them something to take away, so he just told them the Bach. And he told them the following Bach. He says, we say in davening at the end of Birchas Yosef, HaMechadish B'tuvah B'chol Yom Tomid Maisa Bereshis Ka'omur, which is a pasuk in Halal Hagol. So what's the pasuk shot? Where in the pasuk of La'isa Oyrim Gedolim Hila Oyrim Chazdo do you see that HaKadosh Baruch is Mechadish B'chol Yom Tuv Ma'isa Bereshis? So her pasuk shot, I always thought the shot is it says La'isa, which is Lashon of Hoyve, doesn't say She'asa. So you see that it's not in the past, but it's in the present every day. It's constantly La'isa Oyrim Gedolim. That's not right shot. There's a kasha in that shot. Anybody have? Is that the only thing in that in Halal Hagodol that's Belashon Hayva? Lekoyis Yamsuf Lekzaron, Lemakim Mitzchayim Bivchareihim. Everything's Belashon Hayva. So is that Kadosh Baruch Hu Mechadish B'chol Yom Tuvah Yikriyas Yamsuf? Is he Mechadish B'chol Yom Tuvah Makas Bechares? It's also Belashon Hayva. Tell him, that's the poetry of the Shira, that it talks Belashon Hayva. That's not a deed that he's doing it now. So what do we mean? So where's the dig that? So where's the dig? The answer is, said Rav Dessler, the dig is not from La'isa. The dig is Kila Olam Chazda. What does it mean Kila Olam Chazda? You say Kadosh Baruch Hu is L'makim Mitzrayim B'chareim Kila Olam Chazda. Why Kila Olam Chazda? He had a chesed, did a chesed then. It was Makim Mitzrayim B'chareim. How does that show Kila Olam Chazda? What it means is we're saying the same midas chesed that Kadosh Baruch Hu manifested by Makas Bechayrus, that Midas Echesed is still here, and therefore he's Bechol Dovah Dov Kam Balei Mel Chalav Sein on the Kodesh Baruch Hu destroys our enemies. God was aware of it, but that same Midas Echesed of the Beis Yapsu Mitzorah of the Makas Bechayim Bechareim, all of the various Chasodim that happened in the past, that Midas Echesed is not gone. Atoyf Kilei Cholu Rachamecho. That same Midas Echesed is still here, and it's Oymid Alein. It's Oymid. It's the Hisham the Lon of the Chaldor Vador, and ultimately that same Midas Echesed will be the Midas Echesed through which will be Nigel. That's Kiloyim Chazda. So now we have a question. So then what does it mean? La'isa Oyim Gedolim Kiloyim Chazda. La'isa Oyim Gedolim is a Chesed of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz. The Chesed of Bria Shemayim Va'aretz is a one-time Chesed. That's not Kilo Olam. That Chesed is not Lo Olam. Olam Chesed Yibon. When Hashem created the world, that was Chesed, to bring out Yesh Mi'ayim, to create the world Yesh Mi'ayim. That was a special kind of Chesed. When Hashem wasn't obligated to create anything. He gave them, and he brought the world forth out of nothing. That's a Midas Chesed. The Chore has no analog. L'makim Atzayim V'chareim. There's the same Midas Chesed today. We have enemies today who also could use a Makas V'chareim. So there's a Kilo Olam Chesed. But the Chesed of Brias, L'Oyseh Oyem Gedolim, the Chesed of Brias Shemayim V'Oretz, how is that Kilo Olam Chesed? That Chesed is the Chesed of Bria. The Chesed of Bria is not now. So that's what we say in davening. That's already the raya that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechadish B'tuvay b'chol yom tam in ma'aseh bereishis that Kadosh Baruch Hu is taka kaseida doing b'yishamayim v'aretz, and that same midas achesed kolem chazdoi, that same tuv ha'mechadish v'tuvay, with that same midas atoiv Kadosh Baruch Hu is kaseida mechadish ma'aseh bereishis. That's Rav Dessler. See here the difference between the halal ha'mitzri and the halal ha'godol. The halal ha'mitzri is a halal on that that happened. Tzias Mitzrayim happened, but Tzias Yisrael Mitzrayim, Shmuel took us out of Mitzrayim, and he Mitzrayim, then we would still be in Mitzrayim. So we say halal on Tzias Mitzrayim that took place then when we ate the Korban Pesach, and that's what the Korban Pesach connects us to Tzias Mitzrayim, to the Gula then. Halal Agodol is not a halal on Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It's a halal on the Midas HaChesed that was manifested at the time of Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim that's still present with us now. That's maybe why it's Halal Agodol. So that's really not a Chesed on Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim itself. That's, I want to suggest, is why it's not a halal on the Korban Pesach. The halal on the Korban Pesach is a halal on Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. The halal of Halal Agodol is not a halal on Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim. It's a halal on the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, that chesed that we saw by Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, is kila olam chazdei and is with us still, and our mispalah should be with us yet. So that already is a different kind of a halal. That's not a halal in Yitzhiyas Mitzrayim, and that's not a halal in the Korban Pesach. That's a halal that belongs to our tefillas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the present, and our emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed and in his gula in the future. That halal is a separate halal set in a separate kais. It's not by accident that halal, therefore, that kais we call the kais shel Eliyahu, because that's the kais that belongs to the gula, the gulas of the present, and to the gulas of the future, and to that gula that will most be fully, that midas achesed that will most be most fully manifest at that time when Eliyahu Novi will come to me the Vasaras and tell us that Anovi Vigishna Gulasman the Mayana.